Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Columbus Concerns, a public affairs presentation of North American Broadcasting. I'm Mark Neuse. Thanks so much for joining us today. With us on the program is Tanya Eberhardt, and she is a speaker, author, and in her own words, agent to business stars. And Tanya, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Mark. It's
I'm
a pleasure.
You're welcome. And I'm holding your book. It's called Brand Face, Be the Face of Your Business and a Star in Your Industry. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got the idea to write the book Brand Face and what we might find in it?
Sure. Well, actually, coming from radio yourself, you might be interested in this story. I was actually working my way through college selling vacuum cleaners door to door. And I ended up showing a vacuum cleaner to the engineer at a radio station. And that's how I ended up with my first radio station job. So I was in sales, and that led to an 18-year-long career in radio sales. But in my early days of radio, I started to notice that there were some business owners in the area who were almost like local celebrities. And their voice was on their own commercials, their face was on TV spots and in their print ads and so forth. And I became really enamored with this entire concept, and I thought, wow, this is really interesting. And it seemed to me to become a pattern that all of the ones that were the face of their own brand were inevitably number one in their industry and in that market. And so that kind of gave me a taste of the whole personal branding thing very early on. And then years later, you know, having gone through radio for 18 years and then into convergence selling, which is selling, you know, multiple media platforms to clients, then starting my own consultancy in, you know, 2007 and forward from there, there was this common thread of personal branding through all of that. And that's where it came from.
You know, it's interesting because when you first started talking about this, the first image that came to my mind was Dave Thomas. A guy
yes.
that from Wendy's, who, you know, locally here in Columbus. And if you'd meet the guy on the street, he just looked like every other person. But he became a media star and the face of his business. And quite honestly, after he left the company and then passed away, it was really never the same.
That is so true. And I remember as I was writing this book, and actually Dave Thomas is one of the people I reference in this book as being one of the top brand face stars, you know, in the country. I really, you know, kind of channeled him a bit throughout this process because I have such admiration for him, not only in the way that he represented the Wendy's brand, but in also talking about, you know, how he grew up, adopted himself, and then how he went on to establish the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. I believe I'm saying it correctly. Forgive me if not. Mm-hmm. But I was very interested in that and looked to him as a great source of inspiration for this.
Maybe before we go any further, tell people how they can get more information about you and about the book Brand Face.
Sure. You can find pretty much everything you need to find at brandfacestar.com. All my contact information's there. You can get a sneak peek of the book, see a video about, you know, of me explaining kind of what the book's all about. So that's brandfacestar.com.
So if I'm a business owner and I want to become the face of my business, the brand star, how do I go about doing that?
Well, you know, definitely go to that website, connect with me. There is an area there where you can set up a free strategy session with me, and we'll kind of start talking about it there. But there are a lot of things that need to go into place, of course, before you consider this approach. And I work right now with business owners, business leaders, and sales professionals. And I also just added a new speaking session for youth. Mm-hmm. Because what was so interesting to me, and to take this just momentarily in a philanthropic area, I wanted this book for me to mean a lot more than just making money and helping business owners, you know, elevate their own name and their own brand. I grew up in a very, you know, challenging area, and we all had challenges growing up, and I realized early on that confidence is just tremendous, you know, when it comes to being the face of your brand and actually knowing what makes you personally different. We'll talk a lot about, you know, point of differentiation, but I think if we can teach youth, if we can teach young people early on what it is, or to learn and discover what it is that makes them truly different and unique, then that will set them up for success in a lot of ways. And so business owners, business leaders, sales professionals, and youth are the people that I really target the most.
Well, you mentioned point of differentiation. What is that? And tell us about it.
Sure. I don't know if you've ever heard this statement. It comes from a book called The 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing, which is one of the most famous and best marketing books that exist today by Al Ries and Jack Trout. And they talk a lot about the point of differentiation. And the statement that they use is, it's better to be different than it is to be better. And that always resonated with me. I loved that statement because if we think about it, you know, better is subjective. What might be better to do business, you know, with a certain business for you might not be better for me. But you can argue the level of better in a business all day long. But what you can't argue is the level of difference. And so if you have, you know, if you can really carve out a niche for yourself and tell people why you're different rather than why you're better, that just makes all the difference. And that's where the brand faces of the world become the most successful.
Our guest on the program today is Tanya Eberhardt, speaker, author, and agent to business stars. And we're talking about her book called Brand Face. And again, the website is Brand Face Stars.
It's BrandFaceStar.com.
No S.
No S on the end. Yep.
BrandFaceStar.com so that you can find out more information there. Do you have to have a special type of personality to become the star of your business?
Oh, gosh, I'm glad you asked that question. I noticed early on, you know, I was really dealing with three different types of personalities with this. And it was just so intriguing to me that that all different types of personalities can do this. And there's one that's obviously the ultimate, you know. But I've coined, you know, three different phrases for each one. There's game face, there's save face, and there's about face in terms of the types of personalities that become a brand face. And game face is that person who always has the game face on. They have a tremendous amount of confidence, an ego, if you will, and they have no problem with putting themselves out there and putting their face on everything and really just standing up and saying, I believe in what I've built here. Mm-hmm. I believe in what I stand for. And then there's the save face, which is the person who has a lot of confidence, but they're still a little hesitant to move forward because they don't want people to think of them as egotistical or arrogant. So there's that, you know, really caring a little too much at times what other people think about you. And so that, I would say, the most common one falls between the first one I described, game face, and then the save face. And then finally, there's the about face. And that's the person who just really has never considered this before. But if they kind of look at the pros and cons of it and look at it in a logical manner, they very quickly see that it makes a lot of sense and can take their business to a new level.
Well, you can see, we all know people every day, the people who are like, look at me, look at me, look at me.
Right,
and
right.
And the people who do a tremendous job, but they always do it in the background. So is it hard for you to bring those background people out to the forefront?
Sometimes it is. You know, I always laugh a little bit when I remember my early days of radio, when I first kind of discovered this whole personal branding thing. I would literally drag some of my clients into the studio, and some of them were not happy about it. And looking back, of course, it's funny. At the time, it wasn't quite so much. But they all really appreciated it. You know, I would stand in the studio with them, and we would craft that really good, you know, radio message to the public. And once that message resonated with their public and they started hearing from all of their friends and family and customers, like, I heard you on the radio. It made such a huge difference in not only their own confidence, but in how the public viewed them. And so, yeah, some were hesitant at first quite a bit, but it didn't take long to turn them around.
Our guest on the program today is Tanya Eberhardt, a speaker, author, and agent to business stars. Her book is called Brand Face, Be the Face of Your Business and a Star in Your Industry. And you can find out more at her website, which is brandfacestar.com. Talk a little bit about, if you will, getting somebody started in this process. I imagine one of the first things you'd have to do is, you talked about differentiation. They have to know what makes them different.
They do. And you know what, Mark, that is the hardest thing of all. Mm-hmm. It really is the tough. I've sat down with business owners before, and even business leaders like presidents and CEOs, and they've been in business, you know, a good 15, 20, 25 years. And I ask them what makes them different, and they're like a deer in the headlights, mm-hmm. you know, because they really haven't thought very much about it. Or they come out with the very cliche sayings like, my customer service is the absolute best, or because I care more than everybody else, or because our products are just better. And then I tell them, you know, you should see the look on their face when I say, that's not enough. That's not even close. We need to drill down a lot more than that. Mm-hmm. And when they really start thinking about it, they appreciate the thought process that goes into it. But that is absolutely where you begin. You have to figure out, you've heard the old country, the phrase from the country song, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's really kind of where I start with people, is explaining that we have to stand for something, and then that's the building block that everything else is built upon.
Are there small things that people in business can do, just little everyday things you don't think about to make themselves stand out?
Yeah, absolutely. I think in today's, you know, arena of social media and the ability to communicate so well and so freely with your public, I think one of the things you can do is be helpful. Be helpful, because social media is all about giving. You know, we always say it's the big social, little media. Don't forget that it's a lot more social than it is media. So don't sell on social media, but be helpful. Be the person that's there to give advice and direction to your public. And that's a really good place to start. And the other good place to start is to take all of that knowledge that's in your head, because we all have some very specialized knowledge and experience in our heads, but it does no good in our heads, you know, not when you want to be a brand face. You have to extract all that knowledge and figure out in what content forms you put that knowledge so that you can share it with other people, mm-hmm. to become that expert. That's the goal of a brand face, is you want to be known as the authority and the expert in your industry and helping people do what they need to do.
Well, it's interesting, because you're asking people to, I don't know, sort of expose themselves or make themselves more vulnerable. Because I noticed, you know, we can tweet out things here at the radio station about the station, you know, we're doing this, don't miss this, you know, that kind of thing. But when we tweet out the personal things, when we talk about what we're doing, or we take a silly picture and put it up on a website, that gets a lot more response than anything else we do.
I'm really glad you said that, because, you know, one of the things I teach when I do my speaking sessions is that is it putting your face on a billboard or putting your voice on radio is not enough. I mean, that's not what being a brand face is all about. People really want to know the story behind the face. Like the Dave Thomas story you mentioned earlier, you know, when people understand his background, where he came from, and why he does what he does, they become so much more attached to the idea of doing business with him. Mm-hmm. We are, my famous saying in this book, and it's on the back cover of it, is people don't do business with a logo, they do business with a person. Mm-hmm. And that makes all the difference. And so that's why when you post those personal things, people get to know who you are as that story behind the face, and it makes all the difference.
I notice that to your clients, you recommend public speaking. Tell us a little bit about why and what types of things they should do.
Well, I think in terms of the top two ways to become a recognized authority in your, you know, field are probably public speaking and becoming an author. And usually I get the, you know, eyes rolling and oh my gods when I talk about, you know, becoming an author, but it doesn't mean you have to write War and Peace. It just means maybe an ebook will do it. You know, an ebook makes you an author, you know, sharing your expertise. But speaking really puts you in a spotlight, and usually people don't end up in front of an audience of others unless they are an expert in their field of some sort.
Right.
And so that just brings with it the confidence and lets other people know that you know things that maybe somebody else doesn't.
Well, it's interesting, because when people come in, just maybe even to do this show, a lot of times they'll be really nervous. But once they start the show, they understand that we're talking about what they know about it. It's their expertise. And I imagine you have to get people over that hump a little bit.
Oh, goodness, yes. You just hit the nail on the head, because I recommend video content to my clients quite a bit, because it crosses all spectrums of communication. Mm-hmm. And usually, you know, I get the eye rolls, of course, with that as well, and the, oh, my gosh, I've never done that before. And I usually tell them, look, once we click on that camera, you're going to be nervous for about the first 2 to 3 minutes. And then you're going to realize, you know this stuff. This is you. This is who you are and how many years you've built, you know, your business and worked on your craft. And you're going to realize how easily and quickly you can communicate that because that's your expertise. And so it makes all the difference.
Our guest on the program today is Tanya Eberhardt, speaker, author, and agent to business stars. Her book is Brand Face, Be the Face of Your Business and a Star in Your Industry. And her website is brandfacestar.com. Says speaker here. Tell me, what do you say to business audiences?
Well, usually I start off by, you know, talking to them about the importance of personal branding and what that can mean to their business, because you have people in the room who just really, a lot of times, haven't really thought very much about it. Mm-hmm. When they first think about being the face of their brand, you know, the fright hits their chest at first, and it's like, oh my goodness, you know, I'm going to put my face out there. Why? And so I start with the why. Why you should do this. And it's basically, you know, you need to forget. And one of the things I teach them is one of the very first things you need to do before you even consider this approach is you have to be ready to let go. Mm-hmm. And let go means let go of your fear of what others think about you. Because if you put yourself out there, there's always going to be somebody that's not happy about that. You can't please all the people all the time. You can't even please all the people some of the time. So you've heard those. And actually, Dr. Phil McGraw has one of my favorite quotes. He says, your opinion of me is none of my business. And I love that quote, and I use it all the time. But that is something they just have to let go of what people, you know, think about them and embrace the reason. In fact, I just did a blog post a few days ago giving people 4 different responses to naysayers. Mm-hmm. When people come up to you and say, you know, why is your face on your billboards? Or why do you do your own radio spots? Usually that comes from jealousy. And so, you know, I gave them 4 different responses to that. And basically one of them was that I felt like was probably the best and the most humble was, hey, you know, I really struggled with that at first. I didn't want to do it, but given all of the research behind it and understanding that people connect with a person and not with a logo, I decided to give it a try. And I tell you, you know, I've been very surprised at how the public has responded positively toward me with that.
You have a checklist of elements for success.
I do.
Talk a little bit about what are those, some of those elements to success.
Sure, sure. Well, obviously, you know, there are things that you're going to need to set yourself up as the face of your brand. And it all, you know, it starts with a really good photo shoot, you know, and not the old, you know, 1980s glamour shots photo shoot, but it starts with a photo shoot of capturing the essence of who you are, you know, being very authentic and warm and friendly because people want to be greeted with that. So we kind of start with that. And then you take those images and you pair them with what I call branding images. So I'll sit down with a client and I'll say, okay, we have your new photos here. Now we're going to choose some branding images to go in the background behind your photo on your Facebook page, on your profile photo of your Facebook page, your LinkedIn page, your Twitter, you know, account, all of those areas. And so we try to choose photos or images that are very connected to the brand somehow so that when your public sees these across multiple platforms, there's that stream of consistency through it all. And then, you know, one other thing, this checklist is quite long, but I'll mention just one other thing. I think it's really, truly important if you're going to be a true face of your brand that you have a press kit. And if you want to see, you know, what mine looks like, you can go to brandfacestar.com, and I believe the link on there is press. And you can see what a press kit looks like, but it'll basically describe who you are and your background and your accomplishments and have a place where people can download your logos and download your photos. And that's really important in setting you apart.
It's just not enough to do a good job anymore. You have to tell people about it, obviously.
You do. You know, when I was raised by hearing people around me say, you know, nobody's going to toot your horn for you. You have to do it yourself. Yeah. And it's getting over that fear and really understanding why you're doing it. And it's not that you're doing it because you think you're the greatest and you think, you know, you have a tremendous ego. You're doing it because you know your business better than anybody else and you can communicate that well to help people.
We are completely out of time. So once again, Tanya, please give us the website address where people can find out more about BrandFace.
Okay, it is brandfacestar.com.
Our guest on the program today has been Tanya Eberhardt, speaker, author, and agent to business stars, and her book is called Brand Face, Be the Face of Your Business and a Star in Your Industry. Tanya, thanks for being here today.
Gosh, Mark, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
You've been listening to Columbus Concerns, a public affairs presentation of North American Broadcasting. If you have a question or comment, you can drop us a line in care of this station at 1458 Dublin Road, Columbus, 43215. I'm Mark Noose. Thanks so very much for joining us, and we'll see you again next week for another edition of Columbus Concerns.